Well, Botswana's position has been very clear, not just in the case of Libya, but even previously with Sudan, that as member parties of the ICC, that is, under the Rome Statute, we will uphold our treaty obligations. So if an arrest warrant is issued by the ICC, we would honor that if the circumstance were to arise in our country.
But Ramsey, the African Union seemed to suggest that it's only certain African heads of state that are being targeted by the ICC and that Botswana is enabling this perception. What do you say to that?
Well, I can't speak for the African Union, but certainly our analysis doesn't. We wouldn't agree with that proposition, which is to say that, you know, like 33 other African Union member states, we are members of the ICC. And in fact, the largest bloc of countries that belong to the ICC are African. Moreover, it's not true that it's just targeted Africans, but it's also equally true that many of the situations which have arisen in the ICC, they've been referred to the ICC by either African countries or others on the continent. So, no, we don't agree with the analysis that they're just targeting Africa at all.
Ramsey, others think that going against or sharply disagreeing with the African Union on the ICC basically undermines the solidarity among member states of the African Union. What is your take on that?
Well, some may have that perception. Put it this way, we understand our treaty obligations under the African Union, and we uphold the principles of the African Union. We understand our treaty obligations under the Rome Statute, indeed under the United Nations and other organizations we belong to. Our position is that we will honor our treaty obligations.
There's a school of thought that your government finds it fashionable to go against the grain in Africa. Is that the case?
I don't think we find it fashionable to go against the grain, but we do have certain principles which the current administration is, I think, prepared to uphold. And indeed, it's not unique because it really goes back to our tradition. But definitely, His Excellency the President has been quite clear in terms of his own belief that Africa must stand up for human rights, for democracy on the continent. And these are actually principles that are part of the African Union and part of the reason why we formed the African Union in 2002, superseding the previous organization of African Unity. We believe in upholding those principles, and we're not shy about speaking to them. But at the same time, we're not prescribing to others. We understand our international obligations. And we are a member state of the ICC, that is, we're a member of the Rome Statute.
Do you think that some African leaders cover for each other when it comes to human rights violations and abuses, and that is why your government sharply opposes the AU stance, particularly with the ICC?
I really don't. There may be that perception, but it's not for us to be passing judgment on others so much as to adhere to our own principles. So we're not here to pass judgment on what might motivate others.